This is the Varsity Sports Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Your home for youth, high school, college sports, and you. Empowering education and enabling dreams.
Now here's your host, Vince DeLicio.
Happy Sunday, everyone. Welcome to the Varsity Sports Show on ESPN 97.5, 92.5 Houston. My name is Vince DeLicio, and another week, another amazing week, bringing you incredible news of things in and around the Houston area. I can't tell you how excited I am that I get to do this every week, and I appreciate the opportunity. We appreciate the opportunity here at the Varsity Sports Show to have this platform to help you to start off your Sunday and for you to help us by providing all the amazing feedback that you have. We have been inundated with a lot of great things, and we can't do this without the help of, number one, our incredible broadcast intern team spanning the country. We have interns that span coast to coast. We need more, though. It would be great if the Houston area colleges and universities were to continue to embrace our mission and provide that additional platform to their students to report on good things happening in the community. We have forged some amazing partnerships with Texas Southern University, with the University of Houston, with Lamar University, but we'd love more. And coming this summer, coming this fall, we will have a little more. But it's still, there's still room. There is still room on this train. So any students, any faculty, any administration, any parents that listen to the show, if you have kids that are up and coming, talented storytellers, get in contact with us. We'd love to have them. If they are interested in media, in journalism, in broadcasting, get in touch with us. We would love to have them. Our email address is info@varsitysportsshow.com. info@varsitysportsshow.com. Or check us out on Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, now X, @varsityshow. And the other major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, just type out Varsity Sports Show, and our page will come up. What do we have today? Well, today on the show, for our Coach's Spotlight, we're going to be joined by Milby Buffaloes baseball coach Carlos Morales. He's a graduate. He's gone back to his old high school and has been doing amazing things. Not just the last couple of years, try 28 years. Wow. So Coach Morales joins us. We'll give us a little taste of the winning formula in what allows his Buffaloes to play at a high level week in and week out, season after season. As part of our intern spotlight segment, you know, every week we feature one of our amazing broadcast interns, college students primarily. And this week, we've got another one for you from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He is about to graduate, actually, in the next couple of weeks. His name is Diego Fernandez, very talented young man. And he will talk a little bit about his background, what got him interested in this particular career field. And he's a lot of fun. So looking forward to talking to Diego. Nash Dara is going to be presenting a public school sports report on track and field here in the Houston area. Eitan Ohana will also be reporting on public schools in the Houston area. Angelo Scotoro presenting a private schools baseball report. Our very own Ella Walter Sanchez talking a little Rice baseball. Chris Severin out of Texas Southern University, little college spring football reporting. Davis Noble with the Houston Community College Sports Report. And our very own Alex Shulman, who's big into rodeo reporting. Alex will be, she continues to go coast to coast reporting on the latest in rodeo activities. And there's an event coming up over the next week that will interest folks in Texas. Bradley Clark out of Texas Southern University talking a little Texas spring football. And then we're going to present some regional reporting, talking a little West Coast Sports Report, Midwest Sports Report, East Coast Report, and our very own Quentin Wilson will talk about the Women's National Football Conference. Bet you didn't know there was a Women's Professional Football League and a team that plays right here in Houston, the Houston Mambas. Quentin is going to give a more or less a state of the state, an overview of the league in general. He'll be reporting on the league most weeks, just giving you updates. But the Mambas, get to know your teams. The Mambas play right here in Sugarland in Edward Mercer Stadium. And that's where their home games are. And so should make for an interesting report. It's been a lot of fun to cover this league. We've been a part of covering this league the last 2 years, and hopefully that will continue into the future. So thanks again for joining us on the Varsity Sports Show. A lot of good stuff coming up. Hope you enjoy today's show. And once again, any feedback, by all means, feel free to get in contact with us. You can reach out to us on our social media at Varsity Show or email info@varsitysportsshow.com. Guys, we are going to kick it off with some amazing reporting from our amazing crew. Enjoy the show.
Good morning, everyone. This is Davis Noble from Grand Canyon University, here to tell you about the sports of Houston Community College. They offer an array of club sports that most schools offer, from men's and women's basketball to golf. But we are not here to talk about that. I would like to tell you about some of the best intramural sports Houston Community College's recreational sports has to offer. One of them being HCC's 4v4 flag football tournament. Usually hosted towards the end of the semester, the flag football tournament is open to both men and women and consists of a fun 4v4 game against different campuses like their Southwest and Northline campus. Another sport HCC Rec offers is a ping pong competition. Not as competitive like some of the other offered sports are, but it is fun for students to participate in, and prizes are given out to the top three winners. The last sport I will be talking about is Houston Community College's eSports. Being quite the unique sport, eSports is popular for the HCC Eagles, with them offering plenty of tournaments throughout the semester, such as the FIFA and Fortnite tournament. Each tourney ends with a prize for the winner, and they usually have a great turnout to these events. You can visit HCC Rec Sports on Instagram to learn more about upcoming events. This is Davis Noble with GCU. Have a great day.
Good morning. I'm Eitan Ohana from the University of Florida, reporting for the Varsity Sports Show. Everyone loves spring football. It's an opportunity for fans to gather with friends and family and have a fun day supporting their school. Even better is the fact that your school can't lose. For the programs, however, it's a chance to evaluate what the team looks like, including improvements of returning players and promise of new players. The Rice Owls had their annual spring game a few weeks ago, and while the result was one-sided, it was a good opportunity to get a look at some players that might play a role when the real season starts come fall. Football's most important position, quarterback, was in the spotlight during the game. After JT Daniels, who was the starter last season, moved on, it's time to see what AJ Padgett can do. Padgett, who actually did get to see some action last season, put together a nice performance in the scrimmage. The redshirt sophomore completed 11 of his 20 passes for 117 yards and 2 touchdowns. One of the touchdowns thrown by quarterbacks went to running back Quentin Jackson, who had a promising day himself. Alongside the receiving touchdown, which was one of 3 catches for 21 yards, Jackson carried the ball 6 times for 49 yards and another score. Receiver Braylon Walker was one of many at the position who will try to fill the void left by the departure of Luke McCaffrey, brother of 49er star Christian McCaffrey, who is moving on to the NFL. Overall, there is a lot for the Owls to replace, but spring football is a great opportunity to spot who will step up. For Varsity Sports, I'm Eitan Ohana.
Hi, my name is Christopher Severant, and you're listening to the Varsity Sports Show. Texas Southern spring game this year was a moment for history. Not only was it our first sight of the new head coach, Chris Dunnell, in action, but the Tigers had a highly anticipated match this year. Although they did lose, this year had the whole community come together and have some fun together and really enjoy the time. There were many activities for kids and alumni as well as students to take a break from a crazy semester. They had outdoor activities, food trucks to keep the people entertained, and let's not forget the Ocean of Soul, who came out and made some noise to keep the crowd moving. The day was filled with many smiles and fun times, and we witnessed a quick glimpse of what to come for next season from TSU Tigers. My name is Christopher Severin, reporting from Texas Southern University, and you're listening to the Varsity Sports Show.
Welcome back to the Varsity Sports Show on ESPN 97.5, 92.5 Houston. Vince DeLicio here, and got to tell you, it's been an amazing show. We're not done yet, but just wanted to put it out there again that if you know of any students, if you are a student and are interested in media, if you're a college student, get in contact with us. We'd love to have you. You can reach us on social media, on Twitter, at Varsity Show, Facebook, Instagram, Varsity Sports Show, or just email info@varsitysportsshow.com. We are looking for team members for summer as well as the fall. More reporting from our amazing team.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Now back to the Varsity Sports Show with Vince DeLicio
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Time now for
I Want Winners
Coaching News.
All right, guys, welcome to the Coach's Spotlight. Vince DeLicio here with the Varsity Sports Show, and we've got another amazing coach this week. We are joined by Coach Carlos Morales of Milby, the Buffaloes, and Coach Morales has been the baseball coach there. Gosh, he's been with the school for 28 years and been running the program for the past 23. So, Coach Morales, welcome to the Varsity Sports Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Coach, such an honor and a privilege because of the plain simple fact that you've been doing this for a long time. I'm going to ask you this, and I say this, you know, in a sense, a little jokingly, but a little serious. How have you been able to hang on that long?
You know, I guess it's kind of cliche, but I have some good people around me, you know, that make it, you know, make it fun and make it something that I look forward to every day. I look forward to working with assistant coaches and obviously the kids, and, you know, our administration has backed us up. So having that support around it makes it a lot easier.
When you look back at all the years that you've been doing this, even as a student, you're a graduate of Milby. You went back to your old high school and have since taken the ball and run with it, literally with running the program there. Milby has historically won a lot of games over time. How has that been sustainable through the years?
You know, I think that the community around us, they have an idea that, you know, know the history of the baseball program and those. I mean, I can just think of even when I was going to go to Milby, and I had some older siblings that went to Milby, and I went to go watch, you know, some of their sporting events. So I knew at a young age that that's what I wanted to do. So we still try to branch out, you know, to the younger kids and get them, you know, up to watch some games or come to the school and see what's going on and get them excited. Cause you know, that is, hopefully they see that in their future, just like I did when I was, you know, 12, 13 years old. You know, that put a seed in me. So we're trying to do the same thing You know, and I think that helps us. You know, our coaches are, you know, deep into the community, and they coach their sons, and you know, there's a lot of people that they branch out and network with, and you know, so our popularity in the area has grown in that aspect. You know, with the you know, all the travel ball and all that stuff that goes on. You know, that's kind of where a lot of the kids are going now. In the little leagues is not what it used to be, but just getting back into the community, you know, and branching out a little bit further, like I said, you know, has helped us keep that history going.
Every coach that I talk to really talks about the importance of having a strong lower level or feeder program. Is that the case also at Milby? And if so, what type of a feeder do you have there?
So actually what helps us a little bit is we do have some alumni that are coaching at the middle school level, and that actually played for myself and some of the other coaches at Milby right now. And so they're doing some things. They're teaching at the middle school. So they, you know, they let them know what kind of program we have. So that helps us out. And again, we do a bunch. We do camps and we do different things. We invite kids constantly to come see what's going on, you know, and see what kind of project we're trying to put out on the field. And luckily, we've been able to just reach out to those in that way.
As you look around at other programs around you, do you find through the years that you've had to modify how you do things there at Milby, or have things been pretty well year to year, you know, the status quo, everything kind of managing the same, you know, same system? I mean, how has the landscape changed through the years?
Well, I think, you know, it's one of those things that I've had to make some adjustments in my coaching style, and, you know, things that we did. And again, I've been coaching for 28, going on 29 years, you know, things that I did at the beginning of my career, you know, we don't do the same things, you know, and some of the things have changed. We've evolved with the kids, and I have to kind of reach them at their level. You know, the social media is one big thing that they're big on. So that was a hard one for me to, you know, get, you know, the kids want to post everything and everything has to be out there, and kind of they want to let everybody know what's going on. And that was one that was a little bit hard for me to get on, but we started doing a better job with that. And that's just kind of me getting out of my own way as far as the old school mentality. Some of the things that some of the ways that we coach the kids, you know, they're changing. And I've had to change. We've had to change some of our styles to meet them halfway. Now I still have a lot of old school ways within me. And I think it's kind of a mesh, you know. I think that's what's happening. You know, it happened a little bit with the in the major leagues, you know, when you have Bruce Bochy and Dusty Baker and some of those old school coaches come in and they mix with the matrix and all the stuff that's going on and all the analytical stuff that's going on, and they mixed it. And I think both sides had to give in a little bit, you know, and I think it's happening with me and my kids. You know, I'm giving in a little bit and they're giving in some to my ways. And I think it's kind of working out for us.
Coaching has, through the years, has changed a lot. As you find, you know, you don't necessarily have traditional two parent households anymore. So a coach is a part parent, part counselor, part mentor, you know, part study hall coordinator, tutor. Having to wear all of these hats, and also having to sell your kids to college recruiters, how much time in the day do you have to actually coach a team?
Yeah, we definitely wear a lot of hats. You know, there's a lot going on throughout a day. You know, we're checking kids' grades, we're checking their behavior, we're walking through classrooms. You know, we're having study hall. I actually had a grade check due today, so our kids brought me their grade checks, and some of them have to go to study hall tutorials because of what I saw today. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm lucky as far as my assistants. I have some great assistants, and one of them, he helps me a lot with the recruiting and we're lucky we have quite a few kids this year that are going to, you know, going to go on and play at some small schools next year. Don't have any big commits, but you know, they're going to get to go play somewhere. And Coach Longoria, he's my first assistant. He's great at helping me with that, and he's reaching out to a bunch of coaches, so he takes a lot of the bulk of that part up for me. You know, so again, going back to just that support, you know, it's a lot of people doing different things that help me and make our program look good.
Joined by longtime Milby Buffaloes baseball coach Carlos Morales here on the Varsity Sports Show. Coach Morales, as you go through your season, okay, and you're coming up here on the end of the season, getting ready for the postseason, you're in the top of your district right now, and you look back over the course of the season, was there a moment, whether it was early, mid-season, late season, where the light came on and you realized, wow, we've got something pretty good here this year, or, gosh, you know, I wish we did blank better. What was it, and at what point of the season? Good or maybe something that was a little bit of a hurdle?
I think it's been a hurdle actually throughout the year. So we like to kind of categorize ourselves as like a blue collar team, you know, just guys that are not going to stand out. They're going to come in and do their job. You know, we don't have, you know, five-star athletes at our school. We have a lot of guys that are hardworking and try to do some little things right. But it has been kind of a hurdle because we have a lot of those guys, and we ended up keeping 20 guys on our roster this year. And that's kind of hard to manage, you know. So it has been a hurdle, but some of those guys started to buy into what we were doing, and we platooned certain positions, you know, and just kind of flipped guys around in certain positions. So we're kind of versatile and able to move some guys around. So guys are getting time in different aspects of the season and kind of who's hot and who's not and stuff like that. But that has been kind of a hurdle because, you know, kids want to play and it's kind of hard, again, managing 20 kids. But I think they're starting – it took them a little while, but I think they started to buy into that. And I guess if there was a light, something that just clicked, it was that they're saying, you know what? You know, we're all getting this together and we're all buying in as a group. And whatever we do, whatever successes we have, it's going to be as a group. And whatever lineup coach puts out there, that's what we're going to go with. So I think that part of just buying into that part is really, you know, the thing that's kind of, you know, helping us get over some humps this year.
All right, Coach, final question for you. Your opponents, when they are done playing you, what's one word that they might say about your team?
I often heard that we're scrappy.
Okay.
You know, I don't, we're not going to hit the ball out the park. We're not going to, you know, throw it by a whole lot of guys, but we're going to try to fight for seven innings and we're going to keep at it. And if we make a mistake, we're going to try to fix it. And hopefully we can come back and bounce back from it. You know, I've heard a lot of coaches say that, you know, they were a scrappy team, you know. And I at first I used to look at it like, man, I don't know how to take that. But as I got older, I kind of take it as a compliment now.
All right. Coach Carlos Morales of the scrappy Milby Buffaloes. Coach, good luck as you head into the baseball postseason. And we'll be rooting for you. And congratulations on all the success you've had through the years and definitely 28 years. 23 is wearing the big hat. Thanks again for joining us here on the Varsity Sports Show.
Thanks for having me.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to the Varsity Sports Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to your host, Vince DeLicio.
The Varsity Sports Show presents Intern Spotlight.
All right, guys, it is time for the Intern Spotlight. And today, we're going to Las Vegas, Nevada. and home of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and four of our broadcast intern team members, and one of which is joining us today. His name is Diego Fernandez, the soon-to-be graduating Diego Fernandez. Diego, welcome to the segment, and appreciate all the work you've done this semester.
No, thank you, Vince. It's been an absolute pleasure and joy, and we're just counting the days before my time graduating is up at UNLV.
You're counting the days to the end of the internship too, I'm sure. So it's been quite the semester. But in all seriousness, though, you came into this, with an open mind and wanting to give something a little different a shot. What are some of the projects that you had throughout the semester with us?
Oh man, I mean, we can go from basketball to baseball to pretty much anything in between. I think for sure my two highlights from here at Varsity Sports was one, covering the high school basketball playoffs here for Southern Nevada. So we got to see Bishop Gorman win for both boys and girls basketball. And the fact you came down here for the Las Vegas crew, and we were actually at the Little White Wedding Chapel, which is such a unique place to have a show like ours. So it's been an absolute blast altogether.
It was kind of a fun show, you know, and you raise a good point. We hosted the show from an iconic location in Las Vegas, the Little White Wedding Chapel. And we also had a special guest, in former NFL quarterback Jay Schrader, who co-hosted the show with us, and that was a lot of fun. Coming into this internship, what kind of experience were you looking forward to, or did you know?
I know I was with you freelancing wise here in Las Vegas because we were a smaller market, but as far as the radio show and expanding on, I was just kind of okay, let's see what we got here and just put my head into it.
Do you feel like you got a little stronger in certain areas?
Oh, absolutely. When it comes to anything from the radio show segment, from building our packages to making sure we go into the game and doing anywhere from camera to broadcasting, I think overall my journalism skills have grown, just not from just one aspect, from multiple aspects as well.
What are some goals that lie ahead, especially since you'll be graduating here in the next couple of weeks? What are your short-term plans and maybe long-range goals?
Short-term for sure is all the segments that I've built, whether we covered from the Arizona aspect or there in Houston or here in Las Vegas as well. Just build that relationship of all the schools and all the stories that I've done. Hope that I've done every school that I've covered justice, whether it be in volleyball, football, basketball, baseball, high school, pro, just to build those relationships. And the long term is to have a successful career in journalism and just see where my opportunities can lead me.
Joining us for the intern spotlight is our very own Diego Fernandez out of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Diego, when you look back at any one particular project that you had or any one guest, was there someone that kind of stood out or something that stood out for you above any other, whether it be good or maybe a bit of a challenge?
I would say my favorite thing that we did was we did a basketball game for a school that was their first time ever getting media coverage. And we thought of it as just another shift, just like, you know, any other game. But since it was their senior send off, it was such a special moment for them, from interviewing coach to game, the whole entire school, to like contraband, feeling that experience of just varsity sports. Moments like that really made me realize that it's not just about us reporting. It really is about the talent. It's about the high schools that doesn't really get to shown their spotlight here and there. So for me, that has to be my favorite memory for sure.
When you look at, let me back up. In terms of when you knew you wanted to get into journalism, was there a moment early on before, you know, college, before high school, that you thought, wow, I want to do that when I grow up?
So I used to be a ball player back in the day. I used to play football, and I loved the game. I loved everything about the game, and I wanted it. Everything that came to football, I was just a student of it. So when it came to the aspect of reality where I might have not been able to go to the NFL, I realized, well, what's the second best thing? Well, if it's not being a player, it's covering the player. So when I got into UNLV and I knew there was aspects and avenues to do that, As soon as that world, I even knew you can even get paid to do that. I was like, okay, how do we sign up? And from there, I've just gone on since.
Role models. Any role models in journalism?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have quite a great number of faculty and staff at UNLV. I mean, for me, Dave Norris, Benjamin Morris. I mean, you know, Dr. Stoker, all those guys up in journalism have really set the wave of what it takes to be great. So we just follow their views and follow their ways and, you know, keep it going.
That's interesting you say that, because you are the first member of our team that is credited, and not to say they didn't deserve credit, but faculty, role models, you know, former faculty instructors, as opposed to people, other people in media, you know. But that is interesting. That's interesting that you say that and you provide that kind of acknowledgement to those folks. So that is awesome. Well, great. Well, so much for you know, a long send off, but you did a great job for us this semester, Diego. It's been a lot of fun. What message would you pass along to students maybe that are considering an internship with the Varsity Sports Show?
Just be open to learn. You know, Vince has definitely been a great aspect provider when it comes to being on the games or through the radio show. Just be willing to learn. You know, if Vince tells you to work on some things, it's not out of hate. It's not out of spite. It's just to make sure you're the best journalism student you could be all around, whether it be your broadcasting, whether it be the radio show, or whether it be on the camera. He just wants to see you succeed just like any other professor wants to see you succeed. It's just through a different light. So be willing to learn. Be willing to take anything you could take on any challenge. And I promise you, your skills will improve because of it.
Awesome. You just earned yourself an A+. So thanks, Diego. No, but in all seriousness, Diego, great job. You and the rest of the crew, we've already had these conversations that you guys are definitely going to be missed, the Vegas team. We had a lot of fun this semester. We had a lot of laughs, as you know, and yep. It's hopefully you guys go on to bigger and better things, which I know you will. So Diego Fernandez, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, a member of the Varsity Sports Show media team, and also a graduate of UNLV. So congratulations, and we look forward to seeing bigger and better things. Thanks, Diego.
Thank you, Vince.
What's good, Houston? My name is Bradley Clark, reporting from the Texas Southern University here in Houston, Texas. And today I just wanted to highlight a special quarterback talent that's entering his sophomore season at the University of Texas named Archie Manning. Now, if that name, especially the last name, rings a bell, that's because he's the son of Cooper Manning, the brother of both NFL legends Peyton Manning and Eli Manning. Much like the other Mannings, Arch has got a serious arm. He played in the Texas Longhorns spring game this year and finished with 355 yards, on top of also throwing for 3 touchdowns. Despite this accomplishment, however, he's still projected to play a backup role behind sophomore quarterback Quinn Ewers. Manning's role as a Longhorn continues his already highly publicized story. Arch was ranked number 1 as the country's top high school quarterback in 2022 by ESPN after he threw for over 8,000 yards and 115 touchdowns throughout his 4-year high school football career. For anyone who might be frustrated with the fact that Manning is projected to play behind Ewers this season, just remember that Eli Manning, who is Arch Manning's uncle, had to sit out his freshman season before he even got a shot at the full-time starting job at his school. As for now, we can expect Archie Manning to play a backup role behind Quinn Ewers as we head into the 2024-2025 season. Reporting from the campus of Texas Southern University here in the heart of Houston, Texas, Bradley Clark, the Varsity Sports Show.
Hello, this is Nash Dara reporting to you from Arizona State University with the privilege of this week being able to bring you a report on high school track and field in Texas. We are just 1 week away from the TAPS 2024 state championship meet, which will be held in Hewitt, Texas, which is smack in the middle of the 3 major cities in the area. The event will consist of a 3-day period that will host a variety of different track and field events to look out for. Day 1, which is Thursday, May 2nd. There are many events to watch throughout the stretched weekend, consisting of events from the schools in the 1A division all the way up to the 6A division for both boys and girls. Some of the events to look forward to happening on the field side of things, which are Thursday and Friday, are shot put, discus, high jump, pole vault, and so much more. With the field events happening on the first 2 days, that means the track events are what to look out for on Saturday. It will be an early day for the track runners as they are expected to be at the track at 7:45 a.m. or earlier, with the first event happening right at 9 a.m. There are 10 different races to watch for 12 different divisions of both the boys and the girls. The races stretch from a 400-meter relay to hurdles and all the way to a 1,600-meter relay. The order of which the races will be held will be from the 1A girls to the 6A girls, then it moves on to the boys in the same order of the 1A division to the 6A division, finishing off the day. Look out for some of the top juniors and seniors competing in these events throughout this 30-day stretch coming up here in the beginning of May. If you want more information, please go to TAP's website and look for the Track and Field tab and find all the information you need for this year's State of Texas Track and Field Championships. With that being said, I'm Nash Darrah, and this is the Varsity Sports Show.
ESPN 97.5. Now back to the Varsity Sports Show with Vince DeLicio
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back to the Varsity Sports Show on ESPN 97.5, 92.5 Houston. Rolling into our final segment of the week, we've got more reporting from our amazing team.
This is Angelos Cotero with the University of Nevada, Las Vegas for Varsity Sports Show. Here is a look ahead in high school baseball for the Houston area. On Monday, there will be four games lined up. Waltrip versus Wisdom, Kincaid versus number 7 ranked Lutheran South Academy, Richards versus Round Top Carmine, and Washington versus Fur. On Tuesday, there will be five games lined up. Genova versus Bay Area Christian, Second Baptist versus San Antonio Christian, Tomball Kings versus Cooper, and Brazosport Christian versus Sacred Heart. Wednesday brings us another battle of Genova versus Bay Area Christian. On Thursday, there will be three games on deck. Gray Hearts Northern Oaks versus Columbus, Brazos versus Tarkington, and Houston Christian's opponent for that day has been TBD. And finally, on Friday, there are five games lined up. Bob Hope versus Texas Christian, Industrial versus Cole, the continuation of the series between Great Hearts Northern Oaks versus Columbus, Brazos versus Tarkington, and Houston Christian versus their opponent, which is TBD. For Varsity Sports Show, Angelos Couture reporting.
Houston, I'm Alex Shulman with the University of Arizona, bringing you your rodeo report. Tickets are selling fast for the third annual Resistol Rookie Roundup in Fort Worth at the Cowtown Coliseum this weekend. The All-Rookie Rodeo highlights the up-and-coming talent in the world of professional rodeo and offers the rookies a chance to compete for high money. The top 15 rookies will have a chance to compete for $100,000. The Rookie Roundup also includes media training for all the athletes entering the world of pro rodeo. The Cowboy Channel will record roundtable discussions as well as interviews with the new talent. So be sure to go down and check out the rodeo to see the newest talent in the rodeo world. It may be worth the drive to Fort Worth. Make sure to visit cowboychannel.com to get your tickets. I'm Alex Shulman with the Varsity Sports Show. Thank y'all for listening.
This is Ella Walter-Sanchez from Arcadia High School reporting for the Varsity Sports Show. This week, I'm glad to bring you a report on the Rice baseball program. The Rice Owls baseball team is based in Houston, Texas. Their coach and their league grand have been since 1992. Rice is an NCAA D1 school. They last won the national championship in 2003. This season, the Owls are 15-25 overall, 9-15 at home, 6-9 at the conference level, and 6-10 away. They are currently on a 3-game win streak. Their team leader in batting average is number 15, Kite McDonald, at 300. Number 15, Jack Rydell, leads their team on base plus slugging at 930. Parker Smith, number 26, is one of the team's best consistent pitchers with an ERA of 3.95 over 7 games and 57 innings. In their last series, the Owls had an exciting sweep over South Florida that they closed out with a huge 10-3 victory on the 21st of April. It was not only a triumphant sweep, but the team was able to reach double digits in 3 straight games for the first time since 2017. With the season still having plenty of time, it seems like the Rice Owls are making some interesting moves and have a promising season ahead of them. I would pay attention to these Owls. For the Varsity Sports Show, this is Ella Walter Sanchez, signing out.
Hello everyone, Quinton Wilson here with the latest update on the action-packed world of women's football. Now today we delve into the thrilling clash between the Mississippi Panthers and the Texas Elite Spartans, a rematch from the intense 9-cup showdown in 2023. The Panthers secured a hard-fought victory, edging out the Spartans 15-14 and claiming the top spot in league rankings for the first time ever. Notably, they also become the inaugural team to defeat the Elite Spartans in league history. Quarterback Malise Brown showcased her prowess orchestrating the Panthers' aerial assault with 126 passing yards and 2 touchdowns. Natalie Hicks proved instrumental with 74 receiving yards on 3 catches, including a crucial touchdown and a decisive 3-point PAT. Meanwhile, Tara Thomas continued to shine for the Elite Spartans, amassing 90 rushing yards on 24 carries and notching 2 touchdowns in a valiant effort despite the defeat. In other highlights, the San Diego Rebellion continued their dominant streak, overpowering the Seattle Majestics with a resounding 27-6 victory, fueled by an exceptional defensive showcase. Nisha Taylor stood out with 2 interceptions and 4 pass deflections, while Katie Claxton's forced fumble and recovery coupled with 7 tackles underscored the Rebellion's defensive prowess. On the offensive front, Danny Trainer's 3 rushing touchdowns and Melina Malaxo's league-leading 94 rushing yards further solidified the Rebellion's position atop the Pacific Division with a flawless 3-0 record. Similarly, the Atlanta Phoenix asserted their dominance in a commanding 49-0 win over the Florida Avengers, extending their streak of defensive shutouts to 3 consecutive weeks. Anissa Thomas and Crystal Reese led the charge with interceptions, while Kazette Collins' scoop and score off a fumble recovery showcased the Phoenix's relentless defensive pressure. With an unblemished 3-0 record, the Phoenix reigns supreme atop the Atlantic Division, further solidifying their status as the league's premier defensive force. Elsewhere, the Utah Falcons soared to a 14-0 victory over the LA Legends, propelled by Madeline Murphy's 2 touchdowns and 75 rushing yards. The Falcons' defense proved impenetrable, tallying 4 interceptions and 2 sacks en route to securing the win and climbing to second place in the Pacific Division standings. The Washington Prodigy clinched their second win of the season with a decisive 31-9 triumph over the Philly Phantoms, highlighted by Catherine Floor's stellar performance of 102 receiving yards and 1 touchdown. The Prodigy defense asserted their dominance with 4 sacks, including a standout performance from Shannon Brown with 2 sacks as they improved to a 2-1 record while the Phantoms slipped to 1-2. In a hard-fought battle, the Kansas City Glory emerged victorious over the Tennessee Trojans with a narrow 15-9 win, handing the Trojans their 3rd consecutive loss despite their formidable defensive efforts. Looking ahead, the highly anticipated matchup between the defensive powerhouses, the Atlanta Phoenix and the San Diego Rebellion, promises to be a clash of titans that fans won't want to miss. This is Quinton Wilson here with the Varsity Sports Show, signing out.
What's up everybody, it's Seth Cordich reporting out of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas for the Varsity Sports Show. And this week, we're talking about the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks finished the regular season 3rd in the Eastern Conference, with Giannis Antetokounmpo leading the reins like always. After finishing 49-33 in the regular season, the Bucks are now facing off against Indiana Pacers in the first round of the playoffs. The Pacers have had a big season compared to recent years, finishing the regular season 47-35. The Milwaukee Bucks are favored. However, not by much, since they're playing this series without Giannis, who is leading the team in points per games, rebounds, and steals throughout the regular season. Within the last couple of games of the regular season, Giannis aggravated his calf, which has been known to have lingering effects on the Achilles, and nobody wants to risk an Achilles injury. After being the number one seed last year and losing in the first round to the Miami Heat, the Bucks made some big moves in the offseason to alleviate any worries for this season if something like this would happen. they traded for Damian Lillard, one of the clutchest point guards in the NBA. Lillard is averaging 34.5 points in this series so far after two games. In the first game, he had all 35 points in the first half alone and got his team the win. Lillard's 34 points in Game 2 unfortunately couldn't carry his team to another victory, which tied the series 1-1 before the game yesterday in Indiana. Tune in on TNT tomorrow, Sunday, April 28th, to watch the Bucks try and close out this series and make a run for the NBA Finals. Reporting out of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, I'm Seth Cordich, and I'll see you next time.
Time for Vince's final word.
Well, there you have it, another show in the books. We'd like to extend a special thank you to our amazing team, starting with Diego Fernandez. Congratulations, Diego, graduating from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, hoping to pursue a career in media. Nash Dara from Arizona State with a public schools sports report on track and field. Eitan Ohana from the University of Florida. Angelo Scatoro from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, reporting on private schools. Ella Walter Sanchez from Arcadia High School in Scottsdale, Arizona, doing a little Houston college baseball reporting and Rice University. Chris Severin from Texas Southern with a college spring football report from his own campus. Davis Noble from Grand Canyon University and Houston Community College Sports Reporting. Alex Schulman from the University of Arizona, reporting on Texas Rodeo. Bradley Clark from Texas Southern, reporting on Texas quarterback Arch Manning. And most importantly, this morning, we'd like to extend a special thank you to Milby Buffaloes baseball coach Carlos Morales. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And a special thank you to you, our listeners. If you have any ideas for content, for events coming up, please get in touch with the Varsity Sports Show. You can email us at info@varsityshow.com or check us out on social media at Varsity Show on Twitter or Varsity Sports Show, Instagram, and Facebook. On behalf of the Varsity Media Foundation, my name is Vince DeLisio. Thank you so much for tuning in on Sunday morning, week in and week out. We look forward to coming back next week and bringing you more of the Varsity Sports Show here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5 Houston. Go Varsity!
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real.
Let's go.
Fun. Sports.